ME stands for myalgic encephalomyelitis and is a deeply debilitating disease. It's neuroimmune and it affects the whole system, and it really causes extreme exhaustion. It causes pain in all areas, and it's pretty hell-like, really, to suffer with. It was hugely difficult to accept, because I was so young and I just wanted to live. I didn't want to be ill. So I fought it and I fought it and I tried to just keep going and keep going. And then it all went downhill and I became ill. Around about this time, 12 years ago, I had to stop going to school because I was too ill to get into school. And then it really snowballed from there and I became hospitalised very quickly afterwards. So I've always wanted to be an author. I used to have writing sessions with my gran when I was very young, and we would just creatively write. And I decided I was writing this book right at the start of becoming unwell, when I first became hospitalised. Because no one understood, no one knew what I was going through, no one had any idea, and I really wanted to show people what was going on. So I started a diary called Bug. That was really the pinnacle of how I managed to do this, because I had to, my diary was made through different sounds rather than words, because I couldn't properly speak. And so then after that, I had to translate it all and make it into a book, which is why it's taken so long, and also my health isn't always great, so I had to go in between those two. But yeah, that was really what made me, from the beginning, I was always going to write a book. And the first time someone saw me from behind my dark glasses, they said, "You're the girl behind dark glasses," and that's the name that stuck. I hope that people take away some real awareness for ME, but also just to get some perspective on life and to really live your life and enjoy it, because there are others that are suffering who can't.